The next one is the Boltzmann distribution. Now, Boltzmann looked at the distribution of energy inside an ensemble of gas molecules, which just means a group of gas molecules sitting inside a container. And he came up with this expression here, which is relating the number of molecules with energy I or J respectively. So here we're saying number of molecules I, which have energy I, over number of molecules J, which have energy J. K subscript B is a constant called Boltzmann's constant, and T is our temperature, so there's a temperature dependence. So here we have got two temperatures plotted. The high temperature is this one here, the low temperature is this one here. This is our energy spectrum up here, so this is our lowest energy, this is our highest energy. And we can see that the Boltzmann distribution says that at a low temperature, then we do not populate many of the higher energy states. Whereas at a high temperature, we populate a large suite of high energy states. Now these are vibrational energies. Notice they're coming in discrete levels here. And this is quite a thing about energetics. Like we touched on it at the tutorial the other day when I was talking about the quantum numbers. It's the fact that energy comes in a quantized amount, comes in discrete value. So that's what we're saying here, is that in terms of the vibrational energy of our molecule then, we're able to populate a much larger range of vibrational energies at a higher temperature. And theoretically I could get you to do a little calculation to calculate the number of particles I at some characteristic energy I, and over this number of molecules here, energy J. To date I haven't done it. It's more about you understanding the concept that if we change the temperature, then we will change the range of available energies in a vibrational sense.